on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to find all the winners at Bendigo Midweek Racing today, and I'm tipping it's a beautiful day at Bendigo. We've got a very nice track. Dean Lester is the man to find us all the winners. Good morning to you, Dino. How are you going?
Going well, thanks, Michael.
They call it the Nursery of Champions. Have we got an exciting card today? Are you confident?
Look, I'm hoping there's a bit of value on the program with some of these horses getting back onto drier ground. I think hopefully we can secure a bit of value. And, yeah, look, it's a really good betting track, Bendigo, and looking forward to the meeting. The last race is an absolute beauty to finish the day.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Looking forward to getting your thoughts on that last race. And speaking of the track conditions, as you alluded to, we are on a good deck today, which is great to see this time of year that we are racing on a good four surface. And as you said, Dino, it is one of the best courses in Victoria. It gives every horse a chance. The rail position today is out 5 metres, and it's always great to have a chat to the track manager, Bernard Hopkins, who joins us. Good morning, Bernard.
Morning, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. Good to be on a good four deck today. Have you had much rain up your way in the past week or so?
No, we've had no rain for the last week and only a couple of mils for the last fortnight. So, it's, yeah, as you said, it's unusual for this time of the year to be a good four. But saying that's good to be on a good four.
Does that make your job easier this time of year when there's no rain?
Yeah, well, I actually have to put a bit of water on 3 millimetres on Sunday and then 2 millimetres yesterday because... The wind was just blowing for that constant and drying the surface off. So I don't think I've ever had to do that before in July.
Gee, that's quite remarkable. Rails out 5. How do you expect it to play today?
Yeah, look, I think it'll play well. There's wear right across the track from that last meeting 3 weeks ago on a heavy 9. They spread right across the track. So there's wear right across the track, as expected at this time of the year. But we put the rail out 5 just to get outside the worst of that wear on the home turn. So I expect to play pretty fair today.
And how is the wind? If it was pretty strong yesterday, will it be a factor today?
No, there's only 13 kilometres an hour wind from the west forecast, so that shouldn't be a factor at all for them today.
Well, Bernard, we're looking forward to a good meeting. Enjoy the day.
No worries. Thank you.
Bernard Hopkins, a track manager at Ballarat, at Bendigo, I should say. We'll try and catch up with Simon Zara at some stage throughout the preview. The first race today, Dino, and I should have made mention of this a little earlier, is the Valet Rob Gaylard. Lovely to see them name a race in honour of Rob Gaylard, whose funeral service is today. And unfortunately, with this COVID situation, there would be a lot of people who Rob was very close with in the racing industry that would love to pay their respects. And unfortunately, because of the restrictions, not that many people are able to attend. But Racing Victoria, just as they did with the Graham Salisbury funeral, is live streaming Rob Gaylard's funeral today. It is on the Racing Victoria Twitter handle, the link. I've retweeted it as well. So it starts from 11 o'clock today. So for those who wish to pay their respects and watch the funeral for someone who gave so much to racing, it's on at 11 o'clock today, Dino. And I'm sure there'll be many people that will be tuning into that.
Absolutely, Michael. And Rob had a strong link, of course, with Bendigo, with his link to Jayco, who have been a sponsor of Bendigo for a long time, of the Bendigo Cup especially. And Rob did a lot of hostings and a lot of work at Bendigo. And, it was a very, very sad day. And passing on my sympathies to everyone involved, because I did a lot of work with Rob over the journey. Yeah. And he was a terrific fella to work with.
Yeah, absolutely. All our condolences once again to the Gaylard family. The first race today, as I said, is named in his honour. It's a maiden over 1,400 metres. We can take out 2 and 7. Sippity Sub is the favourite for Chris Waller at $2.60. Let's Karaka Deal at $4.20. And then Goldie Lover at $5. Brazen Force $5.50. So it's only a smallish field here, Dino, yet every horse except for one is given a chance.
It's a bit like that, Michael, too. I think Sippity Sub deserves to be the starting point, though. She was plain first up on a heavy 9 track, but then I thought made good improvements second up at Seymour, and I think getting onto a drier track and slightly longer trip, small fields probably in her favour, she gets a chance to win a maiden today. The dangers, I thought Airstream, both runs today have been, I think, encouraging in pretty good maidens. The Way Air Falls maiden at Geelong's good form. And last up, you know, Fox Gossip, which was very much a leader-dominated race. Airstream made good ground to the line, so I think she'll be competitive. Six, Let's Crack a Deal, first starter in the Mar Eustace camps. Had three jump outs. I thought he strode along okay in the most recent one and probably uses the draw to advantage. And nine, Tight Goddess, who I think moves quite well also. A two-year-old filly here for the Besutton Young stable by Tiafillo. Surprised probably has to go to 1,400 on debut, but she definitely shows ability. But Sibidi Sup's the one to beat. 5, 3, 6, and 9.
5, 3, 6, and 9 in the first today. Race number two is the two-year-old maiden over 1,300 metres. Scratchings in this race are 4, 5, 7 and 13. The favourite is first up for Tony and Calvin McAvoy, Zeppa. Only seen it on the one occasion. It finished close up at Flemington today. An easier assignment. It is the favourite at $3.30. Royal Gun Salute's an interesting runner. It's at $4. Been a little easy this morning. Only two starts for 2 seconds from the Stokes stable. Then we're down to Perfect World at $7 and The Catch at $7.50. Who do you like in the two-year-olds?
I'm tipping Zeppa. There's a few unknowns, and 1,300 first up is often a little challenge, but Zeppa's trialled up well. As you mentioned, the one run last time in at Flemington was a good run beyond conceded. That's solid form, and I think Zeppa has to be highly regarded. Perfect World's got the current race fitness on her side and ran well, I thought, at Sandown first up, and I think the longer trip and the drier track's probably in her favour. Number 15, and that is Friday Friend. There's going to be a long odds winner of this race. This could be the improver. I just think she was a real victim of that very loose track at Seymour a couple of weeks back. She trialled okay, and I think basically got back, and the kickback was in her face, and she didn't go. But if she improves sharply, I wouldn't be surprised at all. And number 8, Oceanography. I've liked her jump out. She looks as though she should be ridden, I would imagine, quite prominently and looks quite strong for this sort of challenge on debut. I think he can run well. But a good two-year-old race, slight leaning to Zeppa. 12, 14, 15 and 8.
12, 14, 15 and 8, and a bit of value in those numbers with 15, Friday Friend, currently at $41 and $10 the place in the second at Bendigo today. Race number 3, only a small field here. We can take out 4, 6 and 8. This is the benchmark 78 over 2,400 metres. Flag Edition for Michelle Payne is the favourite at 250, just ahead of Converging at 260. Nashville Sounds at 550. Bianco Nervo's at $8 and then Lightpillar's at 850. The only one not considered a chance is the 9 here. So, Dino, a small field, but again, most runners given a hope.
Yeah, and being the end of July and a staying race, we've got some fairly efficient wet trackers here, all getting onto a dry track. So that's the challenge of this race. So I'm going to tip Converging, who I think's going quite well, can make her own luck from the draw. Flag Edition, last run was probably a bit below standard at Sandown, but she is better than that and does have at least a good track win to her credit. Number 1, Lightpillar. It's an import that we're learning about, but the one thing that stands out in his form is he hasn't placed on soft ground, and yet he's been in the money 6 of 9 on good ground. So maybe getting to this trip where he's 2 from 2, he could be the improver for the Mar Eustace stable, and Bianco Nervo maybe next best. But I thought, even though a small field, an incredibly tricky race with the drying ground. 2, 7, 1 and 3.
2, 7, 1, and 3, but a tricky staying event, race number 3 at Bendigo. Race number 4 is a benchmark 70 over 1,300 metres here. Stardon Lass is the favourite, but it's another tricky event. $5 the field. Lady of Flanders, $5.50. Our Long Sally, $7. Imperial Dawn, first up for Scott Cameron, $8.50. And Regal Ross is at $8.50 as well. But the chances don't end there. Dino, this looks a very tricky race. How did you see it?
Yeah, in saying that, I'm with Stardon Lass and keen enough to play there. I think that's an acceptable price. She's had the 3 runs back. I thought the run 2 starts back at Swan Hill was an absolute beauty. And then I thought she'd just go to the Morpheville Parks track and win. But the vagaries of that track, it was a stop-start, messy sort of race. And just when she went to make a move, they took off towards the inside. And look, she got beaten a long way, but a very forgivable run. She's had a jump out since at St Arnold, gone very well. Dry track, good draw, and the visor's on for the first time. I like her a lot, and we can play her each way to beat 2, Lady of Flanders, who ran well last start. Blinkers went on, and from an inside draw here, should run well again. Seven Regal Ross are getting fitter for Matt Kamani's stable. And Imperial Dawn, the first jump out was inconclusive. The second jump out was in the fog, so we didn't get to see that. I think kicking off at 1300 is a good trip for her, and she could be competitive. But, yeah, I'm pretty keen on starting Lass here. As I said, at each way odds, she looks a good gamble to me. 8, 2, 7, and 5.
8, 2, 7, and 5. Some nice confidence there. Currently $5. Oh, the Dino effect has just kicked in. It was $5.10, now into $4.80. So be quick, punters. Starting Lass already on the firm. $4.80, $2, the favourite in race number 4. And we need to hopefully build a bank in race 4 so we can nab this quaddy. We'll take a break, and that's what we'll come back with after this.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, looking at Bendigo today. We're on a good 4 track. The rail is out 5 metres. Dean Lester is here to find us all the winners. And we're up to race number 5, which is the first leg of the quaddie. It's a benchmark 64 over 1,300 metres. The scratchings here are 6, 10, 12, 15, 17 and 20. Spirit Medium. First up, Brad Rewilla for the Blue Army. James Cummings is the favourite at $3.70. Desert Dreamer is the second favourite at $4.80. Mount Archer at $8. And then we go down to Vladivostok, a good win last start at $9.50. So Spirit Medium, there's been a small firm this morning post-scratchings into $3.70. Dino?
Yeah, it's another interesting race in that a lot of the chances are either first up or back onto the dry here. And I'm going to go with Shandy first up for the Elliott and Zara team, number 13. She's a mare I've always had a bit of time for. I've always thought she would just improve with maturity and time. And she's had two recent jump outs. I think the first one looked okay, and unfortunately the second jump out was that recent session when the fog rolled in. But I think she's a good chance in this sort of grade to run well fresh. Desert Dreamer was an outstanding ride to win at Matoa, given the pattern of the day. Johnny Allen cut through the field to win. Just has to present that form on drier ground. That's the challenge, but has the race fitness on his side. 16 Mount Archer, he will improve on drier ground, and his first up run at Geelong was good. He was given every chance, but he ran well. Comes up with barrier one here with the end on the board, I think can be in the finish. And 14 Spirit Medium, it's just over a year since he had his last race start. He's had three recent jump outs, looks to be ticking over okay, and from a good draw can be competitive. But not a high confidence race, Michael, but I think they're the four better chances. 13, 3, 16 and 14.
13, 3, 16 and 14. And Shandy, a $10 start to the quaddy would be very, very well accepted by all. Race number 6, we can take out 4 and 5. Cupid's Bow is the favourite here at $4.60. Normal Stars, $5.50. Refreshed at $6. And then we go down to Miltilda at $7. How's the confidence level in the second leg of the quaddy, Dino?
Strong, Michael. I like Refreshed here. I think that is a really good price about her, number 12. I think she's a good talent, especially on dry ground, as we saw when she won her maiden last preparation. Her first up run at Swan Hill was terrific effort on Swan Hill Cup Day. And then she's hit two wet tracks, and the run of Bendigo to Dyer Quinn was still very good. And last start, she ended up back last with no chance and still worked home okay behind Rich Hips. But I think dry ground probably lands about midfield here. Very keen on her. And again, we're getting each way odds to beat 9 Eclair Breeze. So a few horses come out of a race at Cranbourne 2 weeks ago, and Eclair Breeze ran, she had every chance, but she ran well, and she was first up in that race, so she's the one with improvement, whereas horses like Cupid's Bow and Echo Boomer are going to be very competitive, but they're both seventh run for their preparation, so they're not at the stage where they're going to elevate. Now, I think they've got chances, but I'm with the sort of horses a bit fresher on the scene and very keen on Refreshed. 12 from 9, 2 and 8.
12 from 9, 2 and 8, and a confident selection from Dino there. $6 each way all day. Refreshed in the second leg of the quaddie. Race number 7, the third leg of the quaddie. This is a good race here. We can take out 3, 6, 9, 10, 11 and 13. Rapid Romance is the favourite at $4.40 for Danny O'Brien. Reformist at $6, along with Confusion at $6 from the Matty Williams stable. Well, it's great to have a chat to Matt Williams, who joins us. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Michael.
Gee, this gelding's been uber consistent in recent starts. Gets onto a good 4 deck today. And looking through its form, you'd imagine that would be a surface that you'd be pretty happy with today.
Yeah, I think bar a probably heavy track, he's pretty adaptable on all ground. But he's run it too long, was good. He's been improving each run this prep, and he probably I thought, you know, still had a bit of improvement to come off the back of his Geelong run, so he certainly probably gets to his sort of peak fitness there today at Bendigo.
Drawn well, where will he be, in the run?
He'll settle a couple of pairs back and just be trying to probably pop off the fence there at some stage. I guess if you were taking a line through Refreshed, they both galloped together here at Warrnambool on the course proper just the other day, and he's worked. They certainly was nothing between them, so he'll run every bit as well as Refreshed does.
All right, well, that's a good form line to look at. He's $6, $2.30. Little each way, is that what you expect today?
Yeah, I think definitely he's good each way. Yeah. So I think he peaks today, and off the back of Geelong run there, you know, if he finds a length or two, he's going to be somewhere there in the top three.
Quick word on old Galo. How's he going?
Galo shot part of views, had a jump out in the first trial here. We're still at trials here at Warrnambool this morning on the course proper. Be good to your mother, won the trial. Harbour View second, Galo shot third, and then Lindsay Toss Reykjavik. So, you know, it was a nice trial. They weren't asked to do too much, and both progressing along terrific at where they are at this stage.
All right. So you're happy with Harbour Views after his last hiccup?
Super. Could not be happy with him. His soundness is terrific. Horse looks fantastic. Just got to try and put that run Caulfield behind us, and hopefully we can, you know, I think Moonee Valley showed what he can do. I think just a very slow tempo that day and a very quick change up speed gear there for a furlong. Probably whether that just gassed him a little bit, I'm not sure. But he's a better horse than that, what he shows us here. So we push on and look forward to hopefully trying to sneak into the Fian, or if not, pick a softer path through the spring.
Well, we can't wait to see him back. Good to hear that the trial went well this morning. Good luck with Confusion today, Matty.
Good on you. Thanks, Mike.
Matty Williams joining us and giving us a bit of a trial update from down at the Bull as well, Dino. Gee, that's a nice little trial they've run this morning.
Yeah, has it got group status? It was a fair field.
Absolutely. Well, good to hear the good horses are not far away, Dino. What do we do, race 7 at Bendigo today?
Yeah, I'll be putting 5 in the quaddy and Confusion's the fifth of those, but it's a messy speed map on paper. You know, I think a bit of initiative here could be really well rewarded. I'm going to go with number 15, Leonardo, who'll probably need them just to roll a little bit. And I think her win 3 starts back was spectacular on the synthetic track when she didn't get clear until late. And then her 2 runs at Flemington, I think, have been quite sound. Even her last run, she was getting through the line okay. So she had a good chance, but without any great conviction. One at odds here to consider, I think, is 17 High Talk. It's a horse I've always had a bit of time for, and first up at Pakenham, he got back, and again, he was a victim of a bit of a kickback and didn't really like it, but he actually got going late, and it wasn't a bad run. I think 1,600 second up suits. 2 Zunique, definitely better on the dry, so he's suited here. Same applies to 4 Oceans 13, and I will be putting Confusion in the quaddie, but I think the toughest race of the day, 15, 17, 2, and 4.
15, 17, 2 and 4, race number 7. The last today, we can take out 1, 4, 8 and 11. And as Dino said at the start of the preview, this is the highlight of the meeting. We get to see the return of Express Pass, even money. Now, Nick Ryan, we spoke to a little earlier, he's very confident that the horse is back. But he does say it's a bit short to be jumping in today. He thinks he can win, though, from a nice soft draw. Ginger Jones, he declared as the hardest to beat, and the market's got at that at $4.40, Acumen at $4.80, and then you're out to $8 deep, Euphoria. Intrigued to see what your thoughts are on Express Pass today, Dean.
Yeah, he's had a couple of jump outs, Michael. I would say they've been okay. I would say he's not screwed right down to win by any means, and if he does, it's just on pure talent. And he's a good chance, but I think the valid point there that he's under the odds. I think the one that's backable, though, is number 10, Acumen. He just looked all at sea first run at Caulfield. I think it was soft ground, and he didn't really track up that well. But he's had a month down here since then, had a jump out on Friday. He went very well, and I'd love to see him just roll to the front here and take it up and get into a good galloping rhythm. His dry track form's great to beat 6, and that is Express Pass, who will run well because he's a good horse. 7 cashed up. He's had 2 jump outs. He was ridden right out in a recent jump out, which is unusual for a Patrick Payne horse, which suggests that he's wound up to run well fresh. And 3 Ginger Jones, who did run very well at Sale. This is, I think, a stronger race again, even though Elite Legacy beat him last start. And that horse has won at Sandown, but a cracking race, 10, 6, 7 and 3.
10, 6, 7 and 3. You said at the start of the preview, a bit of value today. Does that figure in your play of the day?
excuse me. Yes, it does. My best is probably on an each-way basis, race 4, number 8, Starlin Lass. And the best value is Refreshed, race 6, number 12. And the quaddy, first leg, 3, 13, 14, 16. Second leg, 2, 8, 9, 12. Third leg, 2, 4, 5, 15 and 17. And come home on 3, 6, 7 and 10. And I'm just going to take the all up of the each way race 4, number 8 and race 6, number 12. So win, 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 place. Place, win, place, place. It'll cost you $4 for a dollar. Race 4, number 8, Starlin Lass, and race 6, number 12, Refreshed.
Good on you, Dito. Good punting today.
Terrific. Thanks, Michael.